done. morning, Honorable Chair, and good morning to the Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee. My name is Thandabantu Gwebenjala, the DDG of Traditional Affairs in the Eastern Cape, COPTA. Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning, Chairperson. Morning, Senenko, Zilapha. The Honourable Members of Zilapha, and the Mutoko, Zilapha, Nile, who Deputy Executive Mayor was the O.R. Sam. Member of the PICC. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair. My name is Vuyo Stofile. I'm an official in the House of Traditional Leaders, Director Responsible for Operations. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I am Major General Lala. I'm standing in for the Provincial Commissioner of the SITS Eastern Cape. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. I am Senator Mbangan, who is the Secretary to the Eastern Cape Provincial House of Traditional Leaders.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Onke Mkonkulu. The most speaker was the Amathole District Municipality. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any further members or maybe others will join us later?
Good morning, Chair. This is Somaela from the Eastern Cape Department of Health. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Sylvia Mamuhati Teto. I'm a newly appointed member of New York.
Thank you. Thank you, New York. maybe. Okay.
Good morning, yes. Honorable Chairperson, and greetings to the members of the Portfolio Committee, our Deputy Minister Babela, all the MECs in the meeting, and members of PICC and members of New York. I am Reshagetu Mohaladi, the Deputy Director General in the Department of Traditional Affairs, responsible for research policy and legislation, and also a member of the National Initiation Oversight Committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Recording in progress.
Good morning, Chair.
Yes.
Honorable members, Jacob Mashishi, Office of the DG, Department of Traditional Affairs.
Thank you.
Yes.
It looks like we have tried as much as is possible to know who is in here. I think let me formally welcome all the members who have logged in, as already indicated. Can we get apologies, Portfolio Committee Secretary? Any formal apologies?
Yes, Chairperson, there are apologies from folks in PICC this side.
Yes.
We've got an apology from Honorable Konziwe. And then we've got an apology from Honorable Nata. Honorable Mayor from Health will be represented by Mr. Somaela. We've got apology from Advocate Madolo, will be represented by Advocate Geno. He's still gonna be late. We've got an apology from Councillor Kaka, Speaker of Alfred of Sarah Barkman. We've got an apology from Councillor Mondwana, or Tambo, but the Deputy Executive Mayor is here. Those are the apologies that we've received from the PICC Society, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. From the...
Honorable Chairperson, to Honorable Sokanyile, Dimela Nosalka. Nosalka is represented by myself.
Okay, now we accept that.
Thank you.
From the side of the department and others who might have apologized to the Portfolio Community Secretary. Portfolio Community Secretary, any apologies?
Good morning, everybody. Yes, Chairperson, we've got an apology from Honorable Spies. She had to attend to an urgent constituency matter this morning and won't be able to join the meeting. The Minister and the DG of DCOG say attending the NTLP program in KZN. DG Dipofa from DCA is attending a cabinet meeting, and then we were also informed that Deputy Minister Bapela is struggling to connect to the platform. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. I think I that's why I list the Deputy Minister will be here. No, I didn't hear him speaking. I think all the same, we do constitute the quorum, and we should proceed with our meeting as planned. Yes, Honorable Groenewald.
Chairperson, my apologies. If we're not done by 10:30, would you please excuse me from the meeting? I've got another meeting as well.
Okay. Can I get similar indications from other members? There will be anything
Yes. His mama pretty talented. If you're not done before 11, I have an appointment with the doctor at half past 11.
Appointment with that. Okay. I think we are noting those honorable repairs.
Chair, I did hear to him. We then go to represent the Department of Traditional Affairs following DG Dipofa and the M. Bapela who are not able to connect, and DG Dipofa was in a cabinet meeting. I don't get who is representing the department here in.
Can we is DDG, I think the DDG did indicate is Rashoka. Rashoka,
that's right. Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Honorable Chair,
yes.
If by 11, would you please allow me to take leave of the meeting if we're not done by that time, please?
Yes, noted.
Thank you, Chair.
Noted. Can I now start the meeting formally to indicate that the agenda of this meeting is...
Chair.
Let me finish first, Honorable Mpumza.
Chair, may I also request that I be released at half 10. I'm on my way to the airport.
It's fine. Now, the agenda is engagement with the Department of Traditional Affairs and Eastern Cape Provincial Initiation Coordinating Committee on progress on the implementation of the recommendations of the committee in the previous initiation season. In fact, it's our oversight visit that took place in the Eastern Cape. So that's what we are talking about here. So the amount of time that it will take depends on the update in terms of that. As you would be aware, we just passed a piece of legislation in November 2021, the Customary Initiation Act, which is partly a response to some of the challenges that confront this cultural initiation custom.
So currently we have got, in terms of that piece of legislation, we have got a National Initiation Oversight Committee, and whose task is mainly monitoring the Act's implementation and promoting compliance with its provisions by all role players involved in initiation practices and initiation schools. So obviously, I think when we left the Eastern Cape in our last meeting, I think we did indicate some of the issues that we thought NEOC should follow up. We also have got, in terms of the Act, the Provincial Initiation Coordinating Committee, which is tasked to coordinate and make regulatory provisions for all initiation schools, practices and activities within the province. So these two structures are actually at the center of this update, to also informed by what we raised when we were there. And generally, we are lawmakers. Our duty is just to oversee implementation. When I say oversee, we don't exclude the executive, because we are the ones who are in the main responsible for execution of the laws that are passed by Parliament. So that is why we welcome the presence of the Deputy Minister, who is still struggling to come in, as well as the MEC, but in particular these structures. And because we are also moving towards, I might be saying moving, but over the media, we are learning that there are some activities already taking place. We will definitely be visiting the Eastern Cape from the 5th to the 10th of December, as part of what I'm saying, just oversee what is happening, if there are any issues related to the law, learn lessons as to whether there will be need for us at some point to say there must be amendment to the law that has been passed. With those few remarks, I would like to welcome the honorable members and members of the two structures. I don't know what would be the best order to approach this presentation, whether to start with New York. I did hear that there's somebody from New York, but I didn't hear whether the chairperson is here or not. But I was going to start with the minister, Deputy Minister Wapela, just to introduce, if it is not him, then the DDG, then hand over to New York, then we allow the province after that. DDG.
Thank you, and thanks again, Honorable Chairperson and members. Just to maybe indicate, though it is in the presentation, that there were delays in the establishment of the 2022 to 2027 National Initiation Oversight Committee. So the National Initiation Oversight Committee that is the Eastern Cape, the Portfolio Committee's Eastern Cape Oversight District, still ended on the 30th of June, with the end of term of the National House, because that is what the Act prescribes, that the terms of office of the New York and of the New York, they are aligned. Because she be aligned as well with the terms of office of the suggested that you attend the oversight visit of the portfolio committee, because most of the members of that particular year were appointed for two terms, for the term that ended end of June, and for the new term that just started. So as a result, there were some delays in the constitution of the provisional house and of provisional houses. So as a result, the 2022-2027 New York, the minister established it only last week, Thursday, the 10th of November. So the government of the that it has not yet met to elect the chairperson and the deputy chairperson, and we are in the process of facilitating that. So as a result, currently we have the new established last week, and then have the chairperson and the deputy chairperson, but we have all the members. So yes, I'll be making a presentation, but on behalf of the department, by the presentation, we will also cover what then happened in the local, in terms of implementation of the recommendations of the portfolio committee. So, yeah, so we don't have the chairperson, we have the deputy chairperson. However, the administration council in the secretary to the department of the people of the invited all the members of the community. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm told that the DF is present, but the approach is immediately after comments by the DM, then we take the presentation of the DTA. DM, any comments?
Good morning, Chairperson. My apology. I struggled to join because of load shedding. I had to move from where I was to another area. But thanks for your indulgence. Yeah, as already explained, we don't have New York as yet because the house was only established 3 weeks ago, and then subsequent to the establishment of the National House, I hope you did invite them to here. I tried to look at the names, whether the chairperson and the deputy, or the deputy chairperson of the house are here, even though they also have a rep that serves in the New York, but as a national body of the House of Traditional Leaders, I think they should have been invited. With the absence of the New York, obviously the DPG, will then present where we are. And also thanking you for really prioritizing this matter just as we enter the summer season, arising from your visit as a portfolio committee in the Eastern Cape, and your own observations that you'll be sharing with us, and seeing if they are packaged in the preparations. And I also saw that the MEC of culture in the Eastern Cape is here, probably they will also take us in terms of the state of readiness. I've heard you that you will also be visiting the Eastern Cape in December, time allowing. I'll maybe join one of the few days to be with the committee there. The last time I visited Eastern Cape is some few years ago when you were still the MEC of Culture, Honorable Chairperson, moving around the villages and the villages, trying to really make sure that the coordination around the response on this particular difficult matter, together with the traditional leaders and the health department and social development and others, could then be arrested in the Eastern Cape in the main. But as you have already cited, already there are few incidents that are beginning to show up, already praising ourselves for a difficult season that is coming in December, as you have said. So let's hope therefore that the law, which was relatively new in the space, we still still have to do a lot as a department to canvas awareness across all communities working with the provinces and the municipalities. Also, we need to then also develop some kind of leaflets, even though we know we don't have a budget as yet, to really begin to say that they don't know what the law says and what is it that we can then use as the law to prevent particularly the illegal schools or these children being attracted by bogus people who would then do them into illegal initiation schools across. But also the role of the parents is going to be fundamental in the awareness that this matter is a family matter. It's a family that takes the decision. It's a family that wants to prepare psychologically the child and everybody around the child, so that by the time the child, they know they go to the right school, and then they are going to be in the hands of the right people, and then they will come back alive. But unfortunately, it is not the situation that we live in now, where these children just disappear without the knowledge of their parents most often. And majority of them, they are underage, the 13-year, 14-year. When I moved around at the time and visited hospitals and we found them there, we're asking the same question, why are you here? And then they said, no, I want to be a man. He said, but you're still 15 years, why can't you wait until you're 18 and your parents must then prepare you? Because that foundation of a family institute, unfortunately, it has collapsed in many areas. We now have child-headed families. It's a social phenomenon that we need to factor in our preparations and engagement on this particular matter. And then this is not because at school they are taunting me, calling me names, and that is why I decided then to, once it is school holidays, I'll just rush and then go to wherever without the knowledge of my parents, so that when schools reopen, I can then show those boys who are taunting me to say, look here, I am a man now. And it's all about that. And I think the awareness is going to play a greater role. And education and awareness, working with community organizations, the churches, the families, and then really working with the traditional leaders who obviously are the custodians of this culture. It will go a long way in preventing. The law alone will not be able to, but I think all efforts combined, you know, can really take us forward. Probably we'll hear your further advices and wisdom based on the observations that you had, and then let's see what then happens this season. We will work in this collaborative and collective way. Probably we might then break in and ensure therefore that we prevent the deaths of our children who have a greater future that we need to protect. Thank you very much, Chairperson. With that then, I will allow the DDG through you to then present our own aid of readiness. Thank you very much.
Thank you. DG.
Thank you again, Chairperson, and honorable members. I will not be talking to the presentation outline. Suffice to say that we will be just providing a progress report on implementation of the recommendations of the portfolio committee, which were to be implemented by the department and the National Innovation Oversight Committee. And the purpose of our presentation is for noting and discussion of the progress reports by the portfolio committee. And in the background, we are indicating in this slide the Customer Innovation Act Committee. And here, I think it's what I already indicated that in terms of the act, the term of the National Administration Oversight Committee must be aligned to the term of office of the National House. And it will be the same with the SPICCs. The term of office must be aligned to the term of office of the provincial houses. And we are also indicating that the minister established the previous block on the 1st of November 2021 and the term of office of that particular New York ended on the 30th of June 2022 with the end of term of office of the previous National House, and indicating there that the previous New York was requested to be part of the portfolio committee's oversight APC on the 4th and the 8th of July 2022, because most of the members in the previous year were nominated by the institution to serve in the New York for 2 years. So most of them will also be serving in the 2022-2027 term. And we are also indicating that there were delays in the constitution of the National House. It was only instituted on the 21st of October, or let me say, it kept waiting to elect the chairperson and deputy chairperson of the House, and took place on the 21st of October 2022. And then after that, then it allowed or it enabled the establishment of the New York. And the minister then on the 10th of November then established the 2022-2027 New York through the government gazette as required. That's when the business notice is required by the Customer Negotiation Act. So we now have all the members of the New York. Yes, and what is remaining, as I indicated, is that first meeting of the New York to elect the chairperson and the deputy chairperson of the 2022-2027 New York. And these are the recommendations that the Portfolio Committee Oversight Office of the 4th of July to the 8th of July 2022, which were to be implemented by the both of the New York and the Department of Traditional Affairs, and we are providing progress in the next slide. And in terms of the first implementation, where the New York recommended that, the Portfolio Committee recommended that the New York must revisit the composition of the Eastern KPICC to ensure that they are constituted by the relevant personnel who are available to attend initiatives related to the task. And we are reporting there that the province is advised the statement because there was no longer new. So we then engaged with the province, and the province has advised us that they are aware of the recommendation, that they are considering re-looking at the composition of the PICC to further going to align it to the Customary Initiation Act, or what is provided for as the composition of PICC in the Act. And the other recommendation was that the New York must follow up on this commitment to convene a dedicated team to monitor parents in terms of fulfilling their responsibilities in line with Section 22 of the Act, especially in the first 2 to 3 weeks of the initiation season, as the Honorable Deputy Minister Mabela indicated the importance of parents involvement in the initiation. In practice, then we say, because as I indicated, we did not have the New York, New York couldn't then follow up on this recommendation of the portfolio committee, but because we are in different
recommendation of the portfolio committee, which was to implement it by the Department of Constitutional Affairs, is that the traditional affairs must make sure that the act is widely known, must know when it is going, must have workshops with all the provinces on the act, and must also prioritize the Eastern Cape province in this regard. So this part of this supporting, you know, because the act requires the department to provide administrative and financial support to you. So as part of that, what the department has done is to, that we have developed a draft awareness campaign plan. And this awareness campaign plan will be tabled before the 2022-2027 NIOC for its consideration, input and approval by the NIOC once there is the chairperson and deputy chairperson of the NIOC. So there is a draft already, but it's just for the new NIOC to look at that and approve it for the implementation. And the department will be providing both that administrative support for implementation of that plan as well as financial support. We have also implemented this recommendation by having a two-day workshop on the Customary Initiation Act as well as the Traditional and Western Leadership Act on the 24th and 25th of October 2022. We had that with the Eastern Cape Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. We had that two-day workshop with the province. And the National House also has just making sure that all voters are aware of the act or of the responsibilities of the National House as committed to Section 19 of the act. They have also consulted, they have drafted the minimum requirements for registration of traditional surgeons, and they have consulted with the Eastern Cape Provincial House, but all the provincial houses have been consulted, but because our focus is on the Eastern Cape, we are just indicating that the Eastern Cape Provincial House was consulted. The National House also, in terms of the act, to have or to develop educational materials for all the role players regarding their role in the practice. And we have drafted, they have a draft concept document on what should go into the educational material, and that also outlines the roles of different stakeholders in initiation. And we have also consulted with all provincial houses, but specifically in this case, they have also consulted with the Eastern Cape Provincial House. And we also have a recommendation where the department, okay, it's the same thing. And we are saying just to an in preparation for the upcoming summer initiation season, we have started a process of printing 5,000 copies as guided by our political principles, as also the Honorable Dean Tabela has indicated. We are in the process of printing 5,000 copies of the Customary Initiation Act in a pocket size form. This will form part of the awareness campaign, which we will do it in collaboration with different provinces that are going to have the summer initiation season in 2022. The local houses and so on will be distributing that to all these players. And because it is in a booklet form, we are hoping that it will make it easy for the different role players to understand the act, but we will be working with the provinces that will be having the summer initiation season. and we are recommending that the portfolio committee note the progress report on implementation of the recommendations of these recommendations by the yield and the Department of Traditional Affairs. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. I think we have been taking notes as members. We will now move to the province and allow the MEC to introduce the discussion. And I think the order will then be guided by that, to say who is making presentation on behalf of who. Over to you, Honorable MEC.
Thank you very much, Chair. Greetings again to you and all the honorable members of the committee, the Deputy Minister, Babela, and all the officials that are part of this meeting. Indeed, Chair, we have looked at both the act and training thereof, including the issues that were raised by the Standing Committee in the last session, and we have prepared a presentation in that regard. Our initiation season was opened last week on the 4th, so we are starting with it slowly, and we're trying at all costs, Chair, to mitigate the challenges that we consistently face. Since in the last one, we had some victims also, but this will be seen in some of these reports that we'll be presenting. The HOD fund will then, and his officials will then be leading us in the presentation that we prepared as a department. HOD, if the chairperson allows.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you very much, Honorable MEC, Honorable Chair, and the MTM, and all the leadership in the meeting. I will quickly take the committee through. My bandwidth is very bad. I don't want to leave the committee halfway. He's ready to take the committee through. Thank you very much.
Greetings, Honorable Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, the Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee, and let me greet the Deputy Minister of the Department, our MEC, the Chairperson of the Eastern Cape of House of Traditional Leaders, the membership of the PICC. Greetings to all of you. The presentation that I am about to do is not a long one. Next slide, Sister. It's not a long one. It's mainly on the a progress report on the recommendations that were made by the portfolio committee when they visited the Eastern Cape. We are touching on the legislative framework, which is the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, the Eastern Cape Customary Mail Initiation Act, Act No. 5 of 2016, and the Customary Initiation Act, Act No. 2 of 2021. Next slide. We had the honor of being visited by the Portfolio Committee from the 3rd to the 8th July 2022, and the visit was mainly focusing on the customary initiation practices in the Eastern Cape. The Alfred or Tambo municipalities and the Buffalo City Metro municipalities, they were visited, and subsequent to that oversight visit, the committee produced a report that has findings and recommendations. The PICC on the 15th
of November is requested to present at this today the progress report on the findings and recommendations of the portfolio committee. And that is exactly what we are just about to do. The portfolio committee recommended that our department must immediately look at harmonizing the provincial legislation regulating customary initiation with the Customary Initiation Act. This can consist in either amending the provincial legislation or repealing it. We have embarked on this process of harmonizing the Eastern Cape Customary Mail Initiation Practices Act with the Customary Initiation Act. That process of amending the Act, it has already translated into a bill which went out into a consultation stage, which has since closed. It is now about to be tabled to the state law advisors. The second recommendation was that NEOC must follow up on its commitment to convene a dedicated team to monitor parents in terms of fulfilling their responsibility in line with Section 22 of the Customary Initiation Act, especially during the first two critical weeks of the initiation season. The CMKPICC must also ensure the realization of its plan to develop a legally binding parental commitment form where parents will commit to take care of their children in the initiation schools. We have developed a parental consent form which we will test in the 2022 summer season, and we have attached it as part of this presentation. Next slide. Recommendation number three, the National Initiation Oversight Committee must also revisit the composition of the provincial initiation coordinating committees to ensure that they are constituted by relevant personnel who are available to attend to initiation related matters. The Eastern Cape PICC was convened on the 24th of October 2022, and amongst the issues that were deliberated was the reconfiguration of the PICC to be in line with the national legislation. And the PICC resolved that the structure needs to be reconfigured, and that is what we are working on currently as the technical team. The fourth recommendation, the portfolio committee must monitor and follow up on the case it opened in relation to the admission of underage children in Buzele in Livode. The case was opened, and it's case number 81/6/2022 in relation to the Buzele illegal school. Recommendation, next slide. Recommendation number five, the Provincial Initiation Coordinating Committee should enforce the provisions of the Customary Initiation Act and close illegal initiation schools through the due processes contemplated in Section 15 of the Act. A time frame for the eradication of these illegal structures must be furnished to the Portfolio Committee. The Portfolio Committee must ensure that the Minister responsible for cooperative governance and transnational affairs follows up with the PICC in this regard. As progress, the Eastern Cape PICC, as indicated, was convened on the 24th of October, and amongst the issues that were discussed was this issue of closure of illegal schools. And in terms of the Act, this task is the responsibility of the PICC. The PITT requested that the task be delegated to local structures dealing with initiation. The PICC resolved to delegate the powers to close the illegal initiation schools to district and local initiation fora. On the basis of the above, illegal initiation schools will be closed. It will not be possible to provide a specific time frame, as the schools will be closed on site during the season. So the PICC has delegated it to the to our local initiation fora for them, when they see an illegal school, for them to take a decision there and then on site
and close that particular illegal school. Recommendation number six, the Provincial Department of Human Settlements should consider providing a temporary prefabricated structure to accommodate the underage boys in the illegal initiation school found in Buzwele Ngwote, as the place was not fit for human habitation. The Department of Human Settlements has not yet been approached on this proposal. The issue of prefabricated structures must first be discussed with concerned communities to check their suitability in terms of culture and custom. And we are not sure if there will be an initiation school in Buzwele, in Ngwote, in this coming season. Recommendation number seven, the Deputy Executive Mayor of Ouartambo must furnish the committee with correct and updated statistics relating to the number of illegal initiation schools and initiation-related deaths, including age and causes of death. The NIOC must also furnish the portfolio committee with consolidated and consistent statistics on initiation-related deaths, injuries, amputation, arrest and rescue missions conducted for the whole province of the Eastern Cape. And the progress is that out of 11 deaths of initiates that occurred during the 2022 winter initiation season, 10 of those occurred in the Ouartambo district. The Ouartambo had 110 illegal initiation schools. The main causes of death are septicemia, dehydration, gangrene, and pneumonia. The ages of initiates that passed on range between 15 and 20 years. The document with the overall statistics of the season has been provided. It's got all the required details. Recommendation number eight, in the next initiation season, the Provincial Department of Health must fulfill its undertaking in connection with sourcing and contracting additional professional nurses to assist with the monitoring initiation schools. The processes must be finalized well before the initiation season begins. The Department of Health has already committed the following resources: 45 monitoring vehicles, 54 professional male nurses, and surgical equipment. Recommendation number nine, in the next initiation season, the Provincial Department of Transport must also follow through on its commitment to support the Provincial Seasonal Initiation Plan through the provision of adequate transportation for initiation monitoring teams. The Department of Transport, they have not yet made a commitment on this recommendation. That is all, Honorable Chair, we are reporting on progress in relation to the recommendations that were made by the portfolio committee. I thank you.
Thank you very much. I expect then will allow members of the portfolio committee who have been taking notes to raise issues if issues are be guided by your hands, honorable members. I see the first one is Honorable Baba Nchava, Honorable Peza. Let's follow that order for now. Honorable Baba Nchava.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will be bear with me, hey? Baba. We have a problem. Hi, Mr. President. Chair?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, let's say we have a problem of these load shedding things. But if I'm being cut in the way, you could be there with me, Chair. Chairperson, thank you very much. Greeting to all the presenters and my colleagues. Chair, the statistics of the Eastern Cape
winter initiation season indicated that the Otambo district still has more illegal schools than legal schools. There are 129 illegal schools versus 110 legal schools. Consequently, of the 11 recorded deaths, 10 took place in the district. What are the time frames for dealing decisively with illegal schools in the district chair? Also, Jefferson, subsection 6B of the Customary Initiation Act says that a PICC must, within 1 day of become aware of any non-registered schools operating in the province, must investigate the matter, close the schools, and where necessary, submit a report to the SAPS to investigate any possible abduction or kidnapping of the 241 illegal schools in the province. How many have been investigated and closed thus far? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you, colleagues, and good morning to everyone. I'll be very brief because some of the issues have been raised by Honorable Thaba. Look, Chair, the customary initiation is inherently traditional. I just want to check with the province whether in their harmonization with the Customary Initiation Act, what extent have they in their amendments within the provincial the Eastern Cape customary male initiation practices, have they involved traditional leaders? Because 89% of what occurs there will not occur from the Western cultural point of view. I'm not saying that the received Western cultural or the received Western so-called civilization in terms of medical practice must not be absorbed, but we have been absorbed into that already, and we have learned a lot from that, but it doesn't mean that we must be an extension of the West in everything that we're doing. So within the legislation, what is it that we have inculcated to ensure that we don't lose out on our inheritance, as much as all of us here, we don't want to lose out on this important cultural initiation practice. And then what is the relationship, the second question, what is the relationship between the PIC, the NLIC, and Contra Lesa in terms of this particular initiation practice? Those are my first questions, Chair. And then they speak of 5,000 copies that of the CIA in their awareness campaign. I just wanted to check whether they are adapted already to languages of the relevant provinces, district, local municipalities, and villages, because we do not have people that are speaking in English like us all the time. KwaNdebele bakhuluma isiNdebele, kwaXhosa bathetha isiXhosa, kwaBhaca bathetha isiBhaca, bathetha isiBhaca. Ngako oko ke ndifuna ukwazi into yokuba iyawudistributhwa kanjani ezi copies abathetha ngazo, kwaye zicosted kanjani, imali engenileyo kulo ekwenziweni kwalo kwezo kopi ze-CIA. Ngoba lo mbono ubonakala urayithi, kodwa ke njengekomiti we need to do oversight on cost, whether it's languages for the relevant provinces and so on, and then distribution mechanism that they are using. Thirdly, Chair, is the regulation of fees for principal caregivers, who at the most, Chair, during the next season, the initiation season, whether it's winter or summer, who crowd their schools with the aim of making more money. What is the view of the PICC of the Eastern Cape and the National New York, as we passionately put it there in the oversight? Chairperson, the question of because there you see commercialization. While they create a lot of health hazards and really a deplorable environment, as you have seen in different initiation schools. I'm worried, Chair, about the compliance of Section 28 of the CIA, I think it's Section 28 1C, is it? No, Section 28 3A, Chair, to be exact, the child between ages of 16 and 18 may not attend initiation schools for the purpose of being initiated. And there in the Eastern Cape, we have seen these things happening. Children going there at 13 years and getting infected and all those things. They're not ready psychologically, because this practice is not... The whole process of ulwaluko soze nakanjani soze liphele e-13. Alicingi, awukwazi ukuthatha umntwana umngenise endlini, wawugqiba ukuthatha umntwana umngenise endlini umenzele ibhayi, umnxibise i-vest emhlobo, uphinde uqhube umntwana esesikolweni, yeva undawuni esikolweni ngelaa xesha, apha elalini uliqela lesingaphi. Sentsho ke ezindukwini ke ngoku, mna mntu ukhulele emaqeleni endukwini, betha induku. Uliqela lesingaphi umntu aseqalile uzibetha induku 13 okanye nje uyagwakaza qha. Ngoba ngelaa xesha siyagwakaza sikazi into, asikabethi. Kodwa ke ubone into yokubana ke the criminal element yiyo le eyenza lo mba lo uba uqabheleke. Ukuqatshelwa lo mba ngoba kukhona izisekles ezininshi ezifuna into yokubana iinkosi zethu zingabikho, kungabikho nto esishiyeka nabo, sibe sizame uba sesilungwini, sibe close to colonialism. I-colonialism le isizise as close to white people as possible. Ngoku ke ekulungiseni loo nto, Chairperson, lo mthetho uqiniswa njani kule isizini esiya kuyo? Kanti ke nisiphele kuloo ndawo lokuba uyawuqiniswa njani, zintoni ii-systems ezi-in place. Health, yabona phaa i-Department of Transport yenza ii-commitments engekazihluthwili phaa, ithe izawuzisa i-transport nantiya. Azikananzi at this hour, uyayibona loo nto le, iindawo zinantsika zivasti phaa. So we must be much more vigilant in terms of dealing with it, because we want to see a zero
percent of deaths in that province and all over the country, in fact. And the obliteration of gangsterism and all those things, and the disunity of families, because these things do not have to then go get into the way of the families and divide them further. Chair, the time frames. Okay, I've asked some other questions, Chair. I think I will end up here. Okay, the last one, Chairperson, being the form there. Just bear with me, yes. Ikhona iplani yokuba la form leyana njengoba ibhaliwe nje njengoba siyibone sonke ikhona phaa ithi inantsika ikhankatha funeka zichaze into ubayachazayo. Ingaba akunawuedishwa na into ethi pha ikhankatha lisuka phi na laliapointwe kuphi ikhankatha, because sibaleka le nto yinto yokuba abantu baziapointe bajike bathi xa siya kwi-oversight baxele into yoba bayazi bona umthetho. Ayekho mani umntu ongawazi umthetho. Sifuna into yokubana siqinise ke ngokuphaya azichazi into yoba wayeapointwe phi, ngoba kaloku thina ikhankatha thina kulaa ndawo sihlala kuyo engushwa ikhankatha liyaziwa phela le nengqibi iyaziwa sentsho indawo asifani ke, kodwa ke umthetho wona funeka uthotyelwe. Abantu funeka bazitsho into yokubana bangobani, baphinde batsho into yoba babeapointwe kuphi, njengoba ubona nakwezinye iifoms into yoba mhlawumbi xa usebhenki ubone uthi ukhazi into yokubana uyifake phi kwindawo loo mali le uyifakayo. So ndiyacinga into yoba ingasinceda kakhulu loo nto siyikomiti neprovinsi nenational ukuthi silungise loo makhwiniba angabe angenza into yokuba kubekho i-gaps ezivulela i-criminal element pha. Ngamakushe
ndiyakulaya mamthekazi. Now we will follow an order that says then the Department of Traditional Affairs, if there are any questions directed to yourselves, can we quickly respond to that, Honorable Deputy Minister and your team? For DDG, the DM is not there. Sir, I am here, but I didn't get any question that is directed at the national level. Majority of the questions were for the province. Now, there was a specific one that talks about the pamphlet that you said you will be distributing, the language. Has it taken into account the different languages in the country?
Okay. No. The question is for the future, it was not for the immediate, because the establishment of the New York is the one that will then be the adoption of such a program in the action plan. And obviously, because of time and space now, it's just some of them have started and it's too late to do canvassing. Even though, I mean, we can still do, but it's too late. So we're targeting June next year, that by March, April next year, we need them to have this canvassing activity, which will be part of the new New York when it meets, and we're sponsoring that particular activity. We'll engage the provinces also to contribute towards such. National will also have to look on how. But awareness definitely is one of the key elements in educational programs targeting those areas where we know it is difficult. Initiation has always been giving us problems. So I think in my context it was in that way. But languages definitely will have to factor in, whether it's Limpopo or Mpumalanga or it's in the Eastern Cape. We'll definitely be working with the local groups and the province, obviously, around the development of such with the language spoken in these particular communities.
Thank you. I see the hand of is written Jacob M. Can I allow you to take the floor?
Thank you, Chair, and thanks to DM Babela. Indeed, DM is correct. We are looking at that part as the main phase, having New York established, because we need also to run through these materials and the entire awareness campaign through New York. In the main, as a preliminary phase to this work, as it is reported in the presentation, we are targeting 5,000 copies of the CIA in a booklet size, and 3,500 will be in isiXhosa, because the challenges mainly are in Eastern Cape, and as it was indicated in the earlier presentation, in the OR Tambo. So we are targeting 3,500 booklets of the CIA in isiXhosa, just to be specific to respond to the member, and 1,500 will be in English. For distribution to provincial houses, I think the 3,500 will mainly be for Eastern Cape, and then the 1,500 will be then across all provincial houses. But in the main, for Eastern Cape, of the 3,500, we are also targeting all their local houses, but also to benefit the PICC, and then where they are able to assist us, then we'll share the documents with the principals and the caregivers and other role players deemed necessary for ease of use and reference to comply with the provisions of the Act. And this will also include the pamphlets as well. And the pamphlets will just basically be about awareness and educational materials, which will also distribute the same way. Thank you, Chairperson. That will be how we'll then address this matter.
Thank you. DDG?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thanks to GM and Mr. Mashishi. I just want to, there was a question on the costing, how much we will be spending on this. Just to indicate that as we have depicted in our presentation, that one, the plan that we have is a draft plan, as Jim Babela has indicated. And once the new is considered the plan, then the whole plan will then be costed. Because then the New York may get other entities that may have cost implications. And once that is done and the New York has signed off on the plan, then we will have more than the exact cost of the New York awareness being planned. And it can even be at that stage shared with the members of the committee. As of now, we just have a draft claim for New York, and if our team approved the one, we now have the chair in the agenda of New York. Thank you, Chairperson.
Very much. We noted the apology of Honorable Speaker of Buffalo City, Honorable McGregor, who indicated that he might join a bit late, he might be in already, but I'm not that able to read everything here. I've just seen that message. We noted. Now I hand over to you, MEC, and your team to respond to the comments, questions that have been raised. Over to you, Honorable MEC. I assume you are still there. If not there, then HOD.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Sorry for my bandwidth. I've been trying to go up and down to get space. I'll first allow that there was a question asked, I think, that in terms of the members of the PICC, there is our colleague from SAPS who could respond to the issues of the case that have been opened, although the reflection has been given. But just to say on the issue that has been raised by the honourable member, the issue that relates to PICC members being quicker in terms of dealing with the challenges at a local level. I think that in most instances, the PICC depends as well on the communities to detect the challenges that are happening there. That's why now, at the end of the day, there is a suggestion that the communities at the local level where those things are happening should immediately take steps before even PICC arrives, because at least that delegation is meant to make sure that we adhere to what the law would want us to do. The second part is that the difficulty on this, some of these illegal initiation schools are hidden. That's why serious community mobilization is critical in making sure that the communities really do look at these things. And in most instances, we make sure that traditional leaders are part of the process. And in those areas as well, they are central, in most of the areas, local areas where certain things need to be attended to. I would then, I think the third point which we would want to emphasize is the issue that has been raised by the committee, which I want to emphasize to say we'll have to fast track in making sure that we streamline the PICC to be what the law is. I think just to explain to the committee, when the legislation was decided on, already there was this PICC in the province. But the formation of it now needs less attention in terms of the PICC in itself and making sure that we make it to be aligned. We will try and do this with it and make it to be aligned with the law as soon as possible. I'll allow the colleague, the Honorable Chair, to take some of the questions going forward. DDG and Mr. Stoffler here as well, and the entire team. Thank you, if you allow so, Honorable Chair.
Allowed. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I will not respond to all the questions. My colleagues are here to take some of the questions. But there was a question on the closure of illegal schools. Over and above what the SOD has said, the initiation schools in our province, we do not have standing schools. We have schools only during the initiation season. And so therefore, as the season proceeds, that's when illegal schools are discovered or illegal initiates are discovered. And because the PICC operates at a provincial level, we have requested and got approval that the local structures must be the one who have authority, must be provided with authority to close on site the illegal schools. Honorable Chair, with your permission, we have members from representation from staffs of the PICC, and the questions that relate to them, I think they must respond to them. And there are other questions that I believe my colleagues would be willing to respond to. With your permission, once again, Honourable Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson and Major General Zadla. With regards to the Liberty Case 81 of 2022, the illegal initiation school, as the Chief correctly indicated, that the schools are not a permanent thing. there is a case that was opened. There is a suspect that was identified, but is only known with the first name. We are still looking for him, but the challenge also is that the victims are not cooperating. They are not giving statements. They are running away from giving statements. The incident took place in the Lebote precinct, but the victims have been kept at Makgewini village. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Who is next? Any other matter that might not have been responded? But all the same, if for now we don't have that, all the same, Mr. Gwabindala.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. There was a question, there was a question on the consultation of traditional leaders in amending the Eastern Cape Act. And we can confirm, Honorable Chair, that the traditional leaders were consulted in their various structures, like the local houses of traditional leaders, and they were consulted at that level, and the consultations happened at various areas, and they were invited to participate in those consultations. That is in order for the amendment of the act to proceed. Those consultations were done. And then there was a question on the parental form. That parental form, we have just designed it, and there is it is filled by the parent. It's got details of the color, the kangata that has been chosen by the parents, so that we know who is going to be the kangata of which of the boys that will be going for initiation. Now the suggestion is that in the form itself, we must then get the details of that kangata. And I'm saying that those details are already there in the form. Unless I am missing something there. We can discuss it and see how we can enhance, that is as a technical team, how we can enhance the form so that it is all inclusive. So we will take that matter forward and see if it can be accommodated. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Gaza. You have a follow-up?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Three follow-ups just on the issue of awareness there. They are talking about 1,000 in English, 5,000 copies in total. Fine. Mine is just to ask a follow-up. When should we expect the costs in the committee? Because we need to also calculate the costs here. And where the service providers, we know how they were distributed, through which process and so forth. The second one, Amathole. In Amathole, there are problems of water chain in that area of the distribution of water since 2016. How are they going to deal with the issue of dehydration of the initiates during the coming season? And then the last one, what is the nature of the consequences for the 11 initiates who passed away last season? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Can we allow the department to respond to the three? Actually, we start with, this one of DTA. Of pamphlets. think Honorable Kwesa, they are saying it's something that they are still planning. It will come into effect in April. So our responsibility then will start after that. When they have done something, then we ask questions about how they have executed. So I think it's something that is still coming. Or let me allow Jacob Gam.
No, thanks, Chair. I think Chair has answered the question because indeed we are still in the process. So I was just trying to lower my hand as the Chair was speaking. Yes.
Now we picked it from the Deputy Minister that this is something that is still under planning. Can we come to province?
Thank you very much. Okay.
Can you proceed to the South Island?
No, you can proceed to soon. After you.
Alright, sorry Chair, my gadget does not allow me to raise my hand. Sorry to just talk like this. I'm just in a crisis of network. I think maybe the other members raising of issues of costs. I think in the province, in most areas, we are being assisted by certain by various bodies which voluntarily work with us in most instances, because for us we combine efforts through the Department of Health, and then there are then service providers or NGOs, not put it like that, that get involved into the process of helping us. And I think that in areas where we can pick up then the costs associated with that, maybe colleagues would be more relevant to indicate, so whether we can get such from them to indicate how much have they contributed, because they don't contribute directly to the department, and we have not procured them as a department. They come as partners in terms of assisting in the process. The issue of hydration, I mean, the issue of Amatol is a serious issue. I think that we want to inform the committee that the department has taken a decision to sort of second somebody to be an acting municipal manager to look at these challenges. And the person has started now in November. What we will do in the issue raised, we'll have to come closer to check whether the district is able now to deal with certain things that were difficult at that point in time, and see how to intervene. But also on the side of interventions, if we have got the local municipalities that are there, although the department does not have so much trust water tanks, we do, when there's a request, release water tanks as a department, as an intervention, to begin to deliver water to certain areas where there's a need. Although those water tanks are not that much, they are not enough. We used to sign an agreement, allow it to stay there for a month or so. I think that is the emergency days now. We'll have to come closer to the acting and to check whether the water provisioning is something which has a priority as well indicated to him that the matter that must be looked very seriously in making sure that there's such a provision. With your permission, Honorable Chair, the colleagues can then add maybe on specific things that I might have left. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any additions? If no addition, yes.
Maybe the police can deal with a question of consequences of 11 initiatives that passed away last season.
Well, as to what has happened to those cases, yes.
Thank you, Chair. It's Major General Zaza again.
Yes.
All those cases were in court and are still pending investigation. And as soon as the investigation is finalized, we will take the docket to the respective senior public prosecutors for decision. And also will make a decision to decide whether there's any negligence or any reason to prosecute. And should there be a reason to prosecute, we'll move further. If not, when we give us the to prepare for the inquest, we'll also prepare them for the inquest. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. It looks like we have exhausted some of the questions. They will keep on coming up as long as boys will be dying. I think what is critical is that some of the basic things that we agree on that are in the law, they must be done. One is now we must no longer talk about illegal schools. I think it makes us weak, this thing of saying there are so many illegal schools. Then somebody says, why should you have illegal schools when you have got a piece of law? So we are seeing the effort, but I think if we can emphasize on that point to say this time around, no schools would be allowed to run. Now there are also areas that we can identify as hotspots in the Eastern Cape. I forget the name of this place where everybody knows that in that place, obviously there would be boys who would die in East London. I think it was the last place that we visited. I think there must be very clear plans as to how do we deal with that. I think when we went to that place, everybody ran away. And all of us, we knew that there's going to be a problem there. So I'm trying to say, besides the general plan, there must be specific plans on areas that are problematic. We have not asked you in terms of this program. And I think it would be the first agenda item in the briefing when we visit the province, readiness for this one, that you say it has started slowly on the 4th of November. So I don't think we want to get into that. But I'm trying to say that there is always this niggling question to say, what is it that you are now going to do which will not cause young boys to die? We keep on struggling to respond to that question. When we say only 11, nobody understands. Why should we say only 11? So last time it was about 40 in the summer season. So it means we must climb a mountain to deal with that situation, especially when you mentioned this thing that says septicemia and dehydration. So those things should be prevalent in summer. So one would actually say, I think as part of the plan, you must begin to target this. Obviously, society is a bigger problem in that it's parents who should be taking responsibility of their children. But we know what is happening generally across the country, in society. So hence this responsibility in the end, it comes back to us. Can I allow the leadership, start with the DM, if there are any closing remarks, MEC. Oh, we didn't allow the chairperson of the provincial house as well. If we can get some comments from them, closing comments. DM?
Good morning, Advance Martin, chairperson, and greetings to all. Now, thanks for the deliberations and obviously the questions were quite engaging as a wake-up call for all of us to put our hands on the deck so that we could really save lives. And I agree with you, Chair, when you say we need to focus our attention on the hotspots where we know we're anticipating challenges, and then zoom in those, even in our learning scenario as we begin the summer season, to prevent it going to the number of the last season, which is 40, and then begin to see if we cannot arrest it. But obviously, going forward, we are quite confident that the manner in which we approach the matter, the oversight and visits will also help us really to then begin to correct the wrong things that are happening. And also, as you said, that we should not continuously say there are illegal schools, we should not be having them. Whenever information is there, and the police has been very, very helpful, I must say, because each time there's reports, they will then act and go and close them down and arrest those who might have been the perpetrators of this. So we hope, therefore, there will be an increased police presence and a visibility, and then also communities also act as agents of information, because police alone without information will not be able to know. Communities must really be up, and then you know, one of the statements that we released to say, let everybody be part of the effort to save their lives. Our children's life is more important, and then I think in doing so we'll be protecting the sanctity and the dignity of our culture and tradition. So that it can be practiced without incidences.
It looks like we have lost the DM. I'm done, and I said thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. So the thank you part I couldn't hear. Is the MEC still around?
Yes, Chair. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and the committee members. And we take serious, Chair, all the questions and contributions that were made in this platform by the committee. And Chair, opening this season, we have agreed on a vigorous communications plan. And part of that plan is to introduce in each area the registered traditional sections and assistants so that we prevent communities from appointing or going to illegal schools. And also, Chair, there's an NGO that is working with us. The aim of that NGO is to use technology to try and prevent unnecessary deaths of initiates, where we can have an app first that will be able to indicate all registered surgeons and then in each district, and then that app, Chair, can also allow us to monitor the vital signs of each initiate remotely, where we can see if there's beginning of dehydration, the temperature is rising and all that, so that we can prevent certain things happening. That they just informed me this morning that they are in Germany. They are coming back next week with arm wearable bands, which will be used to check initiates remotely. But within obviously our custom, as you know, that that custom is very sensitive. So we'll be working with that, and we would want to have a pilot chair around our Jambo districts, especially targeting Amampondweni area. We may as well chair target the site that you are raising, which is in East London, just to ensure that we mitigate any initiate deaths in terms of our tradition. So, Chair, we try to consult the communities and strongly discourage any problem where illegal initiation schools are used. But there's a societal problem, Chair, before I land, where you'll find that women-headed households are the ones that are being targeted by these illegal criminals because they unfortunately do not know who to contact, and the pressure of the kids wanting to go through the rites of circumcision. Now, when we had a session with all women in the Omar Kabul district, that was one of the things that was coming out strongly, where you find women-headed households. And this tradition, although it was previously a community tradition, it has now been individualized to a family. And that's where this women-headed household gets challenges and abuse, because people want more money and abuse the system through that. But we have agreed that we work with traditional leaders as the center of ensuring that these matters in their own areas, we try to limit them. But thank you very much for the session, and we hope that with our work we can mitigate any initial application and death and forced circumcision. Thank you, Chair.
Nkosugwadiso kwakosukuvala umlomo njengenkosi kubandawo nosihlalo wepopo make sikuvumeela
mandi ulele mhlale ngaphambili ndibulise kwakhona kuye wonke umntu okhoyo. Mandenze nje amazwi okwanga le ntlanganiso sikuyo. Ndiulela nento yokokubana nikhe nafika niyi-portfolio committee sakhe sazula sonke sayibona i-Eastern Cape, sawabona amacethu ka-Eastern Cape. Ndicinge into yokubana iyawukwenza umahluko kubantu abahleli kooKapa nabahleli kooRhawuti nabahleli kwezinye iindawo abeva kusithiwa kwenzeka into ethile e-Eastern Cape ze bakwazi ukuthetha mhlawumbi bengakhange bake bayibone imeko. Apha kule ndlu yenkosi njengokubana ucwandiswa lwesiko nesithethe lulapha ezinkosini lwazike ngoku nalalapha kwindlu yenkosi, ndabe ndingumntu okukhokhelela loo ndlu yenkosi. Yiyo le nto ndithi mandiyibulele into yoba nikhe nafika. Ndicinga uba ke ngoku na ke nithetha noko ninawo umfanekiso woba kwenzeka ntoni. Mandiyithethe into okokubana iinkosi ziluthwele uxanduva lokokubana zinqwenele intoyoba kungabikho nomnye umntwana oya esuthini ephilile aze abuye engasekho ngokomphefumlo, kungenjalo abuye sele etyhuthukile engasaphelelanga ngolaa hlobo ebeye ngalo. Isenza ke iinzame kangangento yobana kule sizini le siya kuyo okokoko simaxhapheshu sikwiradio sithetha sizama ukukhwaza sisenza i-awareness ngoba siyiqaphele into kokubana urhulumente siye sangxama mhlawumbi hayi ukungxama perfect but sabashiya ngemva abazali abona bantu bayicwangcisayo into kokwabo safuna into kokubana thina sithunukwa ukwenzeka kwezinto sifanelekile ke phofu ngoku nasithi hayi abazali mabaluthathe uxanduva kangangento kokubana zonke iinzame zithi bazali sanukuyibayeka abantwana nisebese ndaweni ningazaziyo inene yona mhlale ngaphambili into okokuba amakhwenkwenana ayabaphamba ngenye ixesha abazali ufumanise into yobana athe phaya edotyeni ebodwa asuka enza nale nto zingenelele ke nezirhelemnqa kulona kodwa kasithisele kunjalo bathi bephaya bafuna indawo yokokubana bathi libhoma futhi bahambe bayoripota ekhaya umzali athathe uxanduva lokuba sele ukutya nantoni sithi ke ngoku umzali makaphakame athethe naye noba ngaba ngumnakwe noba ngaba ngumntu oyintoni ozalana nayo indoda ukwenzela uba kwabana bazi-single parent ukwenzela uba abantwana aba kubekho umntu omdala wekhaya omaneyo kubajonga angoneli nje kuba kusithiwa kuthiwa kukho ikhankatha elingaziwayo noba ngubani sithi ke ngoku nake sifuna kungenzeki nenye into ephazamisayo makuphakanye konkile besinethemba ke lokokubana ke portfolio committee njengoba sasisithi xa kuvalwa i-initiation schools ezi-illegal sicinga uba kukho i-rescue centers ezazenziwe eziseliyo ezifuna nje uba ziphinde zilungiswe for ukuaccommodate abantwana rather than into yobana kubekho into evela ethi makwakhiwe kwethiwe izitructures ezitemporal endaweni bendicimba kwaubuya into ethi kuyacelwa kuncediswe kuvuselelwe zaa rescue centers zisebenze ngoba zawenza umsebenzi wazo ezaziwusekelwe ngelaa xesha besiyinqwenela ke into okokubana singathi sele kukho izitructures ezikhoyo siphinde sithi masiyokala ezinye and for that matter for abantu abangaqondanga mhlawumbi into lwaluko yinto yesizini yinto ehamba ngelo xesha awukwazi ukuthi hayi phaya ndizawukwakho into ethile kungenjalo ndithi hayi ndizawuvala isikolo phaa ngoba awukasazi uba sizawube sikhona ngelo xesha so bendinethemba ke nokokubana njengoba sasizamile ukunqononondisa xa sasithetha into yobana ezi rescue centers zasisincedile kwawubuya into esincedisayo xa sisithi sicela kubekho imali ekwazi ukuncedisa iyawuvela ne-portfolio committee ithi hayi kwii-departments ezifanelekileyo njengoba besihamba siyibonile into okokubana ikhona le nidi sicela nincedise phaa kwi-house nincedise napha kwi-department of traditional affairs kuvuselelwe eza ndawo okunye ke kubekho into okokubana le monitoring ngenxa ye-resources ngenxa ye-finances ngapha ixesha layo lisenziwa lincinci ngoba imali ingabikho besicinga into okokubana mhlawumbi sawuncediseka into yobana sithi sicela more funding kule nto ye-initiation so that monitoring ihamba right to ide kuyovalwa kuyofikela xesha lobana mhlawumbi kuzawuvulwa izikolo ngoJanuwari ukwenzela into okokuba siyijonge singayiyeki esithubeni ngoba sisithi kuphele imali ke ngokuna. Otherwise siyabulela kakhulu nemibuzo yakhe iyakha nemibuzo eminye neminye iyafundisa nathi xa siphendula siyafundisa. Siyabulela kakhulu umhlali ngaphambili. Sinathemba le nto okokubana sawuba nesizini eyiyo engaxhalabisiyo kule game ngenxa yenzame esizenzileyo kangangoko. Indlu yenkosi ayithumlanga iWise Vuka isebenzisana ne-Department Traditional Affairs kananjalo. Enkosi kakhulu umhlali ngaphambili.
Ya kulela umhlali ngaphambili wendlu yenkosi. La mazwi ke ibingamazwi okuvala le nhlanganiso. We were almost closing this meeting. Ndiyavuya uba ikivalwe kuthethwa isiXhosa. Isidinile le nto yokhumshoko. Sikhumshe naxa sesithetha ngento yesiko. The meeting is therefore adjourned. Thank you very much for participating, and I'm sure we are different than when we started. See you when we visit the Eastern Cape. Of course.
Thank you, Chair.
Amaa kucha. Yabulela.